Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vision Beyond Sight, brought to you by Bosma Enterprises, Center for Visionary Solutions. I'm one of your hosts, James Michaels. I'm the Vice President of Program Services at Bosma, and my co-host over here to my left is...
Chris Dunleavy. I am the Programs Outreach and Education Coordinator at Bosma, and as always, it is wonderful to be with all of you.
Yes, we're very excited about today's show. We've got a couple of really good guest speakers here today, so we will introduce them here in just a few minutes. I'll kind of talk with you about what we do with this show, and then we'll get into our usual joke of the month and then get going with our guest speakers. So this show is really designed to help educate folks who are visually impaired and maybe their friends and family members as well about different techniques and tools and things that can help people going through this journey of vision loss to live a more full and productive life. So today our speaker is they are coming here to talk to us about a really, really cool product, a piece of technology called NFB Newsline. So we're going to get to those, get to that here in just a bit. Lee Martin, he is the person that I've known for a number of years. He is a chapter president of the National Federation of the Blind here in Indianapolis. And his cohort in crime would be Florence McSwine. She's been involved in helping out the blind community for a number of years, and she was actually a former client of ours at Bosma Rehabilitation Center. So we'd like to welcome them to our show here. Would you like to say hi, Lee and Florence?
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you, listening audience, doing? Mm-hmm. It's our privilege to be here with you today.
Very good. Well, we welcome you guys here. Now, one thing that we make our guests do is we make them sit through really pretty much a very bad joke. So what Chris and I do is every month we come up with a joke of the month, and it's something that we feel like is really funny, but knowing that we have a crazy sense of humor. So we come up with these jokes, and so you guys will be asked to sit and listen to this joke, and then at the end of the show, we're going to ask the two of you to choose a winner because for whatever reason, Chris and I, we think there has to be a winner and a loser here. So what we ask our audience to do is to go out there and share that joke of the month with all of their friends, family members, anybody that will give it a listen to and share the wealth and just enjoy life. And so that's what we're going to be starting with. So Chris, why don't you start out with your joke of the month?
Okay. Well, last month's joke did not go over very well, and I received a lot of ridiculeness for that. So, but part of my problem is when I pick a joke, I go with one that actually makes me laugh, mm-hmm. Which is probably the source of my problem, and that I have a very warped sense of humor. But nonetheless, I have I'm going to try and do better today than I did on last month's show. And my joke that I came up with is, what does it mean when you find a horseshoe?
I don't know. Good luck?
Yeah.
It means there's a poor horse trudging around in his socks.
Okay.
A little chuckle that time.
As Chris mentioned, last month I did win. I'd like to throw that out there.
Yes, very convincingly.
Yeah, which is probably the first time, I think.
Which I'm still not happy about.
All right. Well, that was a classic, Chris. Thank you so much for that one.
Yes.
It was far from being lame.
That wasn't lame at all. That's right. Yeah. See, that's scary. Okay. So my joke of the month is, why are mushrooms great entertainers?
Oh, I don't know why.
Because they're fun guys.
Okay,
not even a chuckle. That's scary. Yes. Okay, guys, think about it, though. It may take some time to let that sink in, Lee and Florence.
Sometimes they have to, marinate a little bit. So by the end of the show, Lee and Florence can kind of think about that. We'll probably share them again since they're fairly short, and then you all will get to share with us who you think has the better joke for the month.
Yeah. So thank you. Sorry to put all that pressure on you right away. Okay. So today, like I said, Lee and Florence are going to be talking about the National Federation of the Blind and then one of their programs that they offer. So, Lee or Florence, would you like to go ahead and get started here and telling us a little bit about the National Federation of the Blind and what happens with these with this organization?
Well, the National Federation of the Blind is the oldest organization of organized blind citizens in the world. It was formed in 1940, and we just celebrated our 78th year in our national convention in Orlando, Florida. We are a consumer organization that does a lot of advocacy for the blind community. We have our national office in Baltimore, Maryland, and our national president is Mr. Mark Riccobono, and we also have a national board as well as a plethora of people that work in our national office producing a lot of services and programs that we utilize with the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines us or our future. And every day we have advocates or individuals that raise the expectations of blind citizens, simply because we know that, you know, obstacles are created for blind individuals, and we create obstacles for ourselves, and we know that individuals living with blindness or vision loss have barriers with employment, with education, and also receiving services basically dealing with our civil rights as a whole. And we try to raise those expectations of blind citizens because we simply know that blindness does not hold you back. It doesn't have to hold you back. Right. So dispelling a lot of the myths and misperceptions of the condition itself is one of the things that the National Federation of the Blind really does. We bridge gaps of visible differences.
And I'll just share a personal story, which was when I was first going through my vision loss and not really knowing what to do or how to do things and things of that nature, and just really trying to understand what kind of resources were out there. So the first call I made, I had somehow gotten the contact information for National Federation of the Blind, and they directed me to Ron Brown, who is the state president.
Yeah, Ron Brown is the state president, okay. As well as the second vice president on the national level.
Okay. And so I called him, and I'll tell you what, it was just really helpful for me to be able to have a conversation with someone else who had lost his vision and yet is out there very successful, working and owning his own businesses and things of that nature, and just having someone to say, all right, here are some of the things that are available so that you can be a fully independent person despite your vision loss. So, and then he then directed me to you, Lee, for the Newsline, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit. So I just want to personally thank National Federation of the Blind. You all were extremely helpful to me in the beginning as I was trying to figure out how to deal with my vision loss. So I think it's just, again, important to understand that there are a lot of resources out there and available. There's advocacy groups, there's state organizations, there's different groups, and as well as BOSM Enterprises. So it's just important to understand that there are a lot of resources, and good people to reach out to.
The thing that I want to add here, too, and I'm going to say is Lee and I have been friends for, gosh, I don't know, maybe more than 10 years, I would say. And the thing that we talk about together is we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us groups, all of us advocacy groups, all of us folks who are working in the, you know, delivering services, we're all working together for the same end, and that's to improve the lives of people who are blind or visually impaired and help them to live up to their fullest potential. So that's what I love about this relationship that we have. So I thank you guys for that so much.
Yes, and then again, on the National Federation of the Blind, we have so many advocates working in so many different areas. We do have a blind lawyers division. We have a parenting division. We have a national guide dog user division. We have so many divisions and groups within the organization itself. And we're really striving on diversity and inclusion just to show that we are an organization that tries to eliminate a lot of the different barriers so that everyone can have a voice in what we are saying about blindness and independence in this country.
So Florence, I'll let you jump in here. So as it relates to the NFB, you have the national organization, which has an annual meeting, mm-hmm. I assume, but then from a state and local standpoint, how is that set up? Do you have an annual convention for that as well, or do you just meet periodically? How exactly does that work?
Well, as far as the state convention, we actually do have an annual state convention. It's okay. Coming up in October.
Okay.
And
Where's that going to be held at?
That's going to be held at the Marriott.
The embassy.
I'm sorry, you're right. I messed that one up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Marriott's glad for the plug. Don't worry about that.
It's going to take place at Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites. Okay.
And we're looking forward to that. And I believe it's going to be the second.
The second Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
In October.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Okay. And that's up on Michigan Road, or just off of there.
Yes.
The pyramids, kind of. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
That's in Indianapolis.
Outstanding.
All right.
And then, so what happens at the convention? What types of things do you go over and do during that time?
Well, they have set an agenda for us. So we're having seminars. And as far as the topic, Lee, do you remember the...
No, I don't remember the theme that
theme
is going to be
year.
At this
yeah,
year.
This year's theme is... I can't recall what the theme is.
You know, it's basically down with the old and up with the new, you know, maintaining what we have, you know, and making the future even better. I don't have that. It's close to it.
So just a lot of educational opportunities.
There's a lot of educational opportunities, a lot of opportunities to mingle and get to know other individuals that are dealing with blindness. We bring in speakers from around the state. And, you know, different resource groups and things of that nature. We have our parenting division meeting. We have our technology. We have vendors that come. And we also have, the National Federation of the Blind Newsline television show. We'll be broadcasting on Thursday. From there, and that's open to the public to come in and sit and listen to our national rep, which will be our former president of the National Federation of the Blind, Dr. Mark Maurer. He was the president of the National Federation of the Blind for over 25 years, and he recently retired from that position, but is still active within the organization, him and his lovely wife. Will be at our state convention this year, and I really would say if you want to hear a good orator, that is the time to come out and listen to a gentleman that basically knows his stuff.
Yep.
Wow. Now he will be he'll be presenting there as one of the speakers, but then he'll also be on your show, the NFB Newsline television show.
Yes, he'll be on the
show? Outstanding.
Newsline television show on that Thursday evening. And the doors are open for that at 5 p.m. So we look forward to that interview with him and his wife. And then again, this year at our state convention, our President Ronald Brown will be retiring from that position after 22 years. Wow. So there'll be, an election for a new president. And, board members and things of that nature. So we have a lot. We have entertainment as well going on. And, it's just a welcoming place to come with a lot of energy.
Wow. So this is a bombshell. You heard it here first. Ron Brown will be stepping down, retiring from his role as president of the state.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your television show. When does that air, and how can people find that?
Okay, our show airs on WHMB 40 at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday mornings.
Okay.
Now, for people who don't have 40, you can pick them up on, the Comcast is Channel 9, and Spectrum is channel
22.
Yes. And it's every week on WHMB 40.
Okay.
Very good.
In case you miss it there, you can also pick it up on YouTube by going to WHMB, National Federation of the Blind Newsline. That's National Federation of the Blind Newsline. And you can view our shows. We've been on air for a little over a year and maybe 5 months now.
Yes.
So. It's a really good show. And if you want to, I really feel like there's a lot of good education that happens on that show. So if you're somebody out there coping with vision loss, you have a family or a friend that is, you can get a lot of good information and resources from that show.
Yes, for example, this next week's show, next Wednesday, we did a two-part series which aired this week. The first show was with Deanna Austin.
Oh.
And she spoke on issues surrounding visual impairment for service for blinded veterans. And mm-hmm. I would say if you're a blinded veteran or know of a blind veteran, get them over to Rodebush Hospital here in Indianapolis, Indiana, to Deanna Austin, and she can direct you to a number of services for the blind. That you can use.
Yeah.
Back to the National Federation of the Blind, we do have training centers throughout the country. We have training centers in Louisiana. We have Minnesota. Those are great training centers for individuals from youth on up to adults that are coping with blindness. And to learn more about that or to learn more about the National Federation of the Blind, just visit us at www.nfb.org. That's nfb.org.
Excellent. Yeah, one of the beautiful things about your organization is just, I think not only do you have from a national standpoint, advocacy taking place on behalf of those who are blind or visually impaired, but locally it allows people who have lost their vision to get together with others and just kind of talk about whatever is going on or talk about different issues and things of that nature. And like I said, when I first reached out to NFB, they directed me to you, Lee, for what I think is a great service, the Newsline, NFB Newsline. And I'd like to have you just talk a little bit about what that is, because I know we're going to go through and do some demonstrations of it. But go ahead and, for our audience, just go ahead and describe a little bit about what Newsline is and what it's designed to do.
Well, the National Federation of the Blind has a service that is very exciting and very innovative service. It allows individuals that are print challenged individuals that simply just couldn't turn a page, or individuals that are blind and visually impaired, or those that are have certain forms of dyslexia. And even now the deaf blind can now have access to newsprint. A lot of people are sitting now and saying, well, how are the deaf blind and how are the blind and visually impaired going to be able to read these newspapers, magazines? We have over 500 publications. We have over 70 magazines, and we'll talk about some of those and maybe demonstrate some. But we have 13 breaking news publications, such as the ABC, which is the American broadcast, the BBC, the British broadcast, the CNN, Fox News, and even ESPN Online, and along with there's a total of 13 of those. And then we have 17 international newspapers. So you can read anywhere from China to Japan to Vancouver, just a plethora of those as well to read. And most individuals ask me, are they reading the international? Is it spoken in their language? No, it's spoken in English. And we also do have Spanish publications as well for Spanish readers. So it is a very fast program. I'm very excited about the NFB Newsline. Here in Indiana, we have 13 NFB Newsline publications, and we continue to grow those every other year. We add publications. We have publications from Hammond to South Bend to Lafayette, Indiana, to Muncie,
Evansville,
Jeffersonville, Terre Haute, Indianapolis, Richmond. It's just a plethora of those out there where individuals can read newspapers that are in their area and the surrounding communities. It's a great tool to have. For until this innovation came about, we had various ways of having the newspapers read to us, and but with this service, you have access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can read it when you want to read it, where you want to read it, and basically how you want to read it. And we'll demonstrate some of that to you here shortly.
Outstanding. So say I'm from Richmond, Indiana, and you say there's 13 different newspapers, and say the Palladium item is in Richmond.
That is correct.
That is one of them that they have?
That is correct.
Okay, so say I want to hear the obituaries. I can just, anytime that I want to, 24 hours a day, I could go and say, okay, go through the menus and find the obituaries.
You can find the obituaries, and you just want to make sure that you're not in there.
Yeah. And why I say the obituaries, I don't know why. I could have said the sports news. I am interested in their high school, you know, basketball team since I grew up there. But
and the obits is the most read section of the newspapers.
Interesting.
Really?
Okay.
I did not know that.
A lot of seniors, they may have transplanted to different cities. They like to keep up with what's going on in their hometown or where they have lived with their professional lives. And you know, they may have transplanted. So they want to learn and stay up with what news is going on in their areas. So, and like you say, with the obituaries, to keep up with, you know, with their friends and their family. Mm-hmm. So it's a great tool. As you can read so much more about your newspapers, business, you can read the news itself, sports, just anything that's contained in the newspapers you can read, you know. So, and you do this, you know, it allows individuals, particularly our everyday homemakers, the opportunity to be independent, to read your publications on your own. It allows professionals to talk with their colleagues about different business ventures and things of that nature. because we have a lot of national newspapers such as the Wall Street Journal, and you know, those are great entities to visit and read. So there's something there for everyone.
You also have magazines, correct?
Yes, and Florence will share a little bit about the magazines.
Okay, there's over 60 magazines, and they have magazines, let's say, for every lifestyle. If you're interested on, let's say, for senior citizens, there's AARP magazine, and there's blindness-specific magazines, such as Braille Monitors, and there's other magazines that people can read who are into fitness. WebMD is one. Shape Magazine is another. There's also GQ Magazine. There's
there you go, James, just for you.
I'm surprised I'm not in there.
And then for teens, there's Teen Magazine, and there's also Glamour Magazine. They have magazines for people who like to write, such as Poets and Writers. And Rolling Stone Magazine is also there for people who enjoy getting information about music. And in addition, there's magazines on PC technology and things like that. So, as I mentioned, there's a magazine for every lifestyle.
I will confess, I typically go in and read the Star, Indianapolis Star, or the Indianapolis Business Journal. Mm-hmm. Do they have Money Magazine available?
We have, I don't think Money, but we do have, the financial magazines in there as well.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes.
Okay.
You can read the Financial Times as well. So those are great magazines.
And Indianapolis Monthly is also included.
Have you read that? The Indianapolis Monthly.
I have not recently.
Oh, man, you ought to go in there and read that. There's some great content in there. There's so many things I did not know of that's going on in the city.
Yep.
You know, in different business ventures
and
different restaurants and it's a very thorough. Publication.
Okay.
I would recommend that to a lot of people coming to visit the city as well as those that are residents of the city.
Now, what's that one called again?
Indianapolis Monthly.
Indianapolis Monthly. Mm-hmm. Okay, Florence and Lee, you guys have sold me on this service.
Yep.
So say, how would you go about getting me signed up and showing me how to use the service?
Okay, there's a number of ways that you can sign up. You can go on our website. We have several. We have our national website, which is www.nfbnewsline.org. You can also go to www.nfbnewslineonline.org. And in Indiana, you can go to www.nfbnewsline-in.org. We do have an application up there, as well as a plethora of information about the Indiana publications and NFB Newsline Indiana up there.
Okay.
So. There's a lot of other features that we have with the service. Individuals might want to know, well, how do you access the service? What do you use? I know that a lot of your listeners are seniors, and I see that they tend to shy away from technology, mm-hmm. but we have it set up to where you can use your landline phone. That's a very easy tool. If you can follow prompts, if you can call your doctor's office, you can use this free service. Once again, it is a free service. We're sponsored through the Talking Book and Braille Library as our state sponsor for this service. So this free service, I tell you, by using a landline phone, you're just basically following the prompts. And you can also use, for those that continue to use the flip phone, You can use the flip phone to basically have it in your pocket as you go. You can also use your digital talking player that the National Library of Congress gives out free. You can call your talking book and Braille library to gain that piece of technology. You can also use your what we call a Victor Reader Stream, your computer. So there's a plethora of ways. We do have an app for the Apple phone. So you can use that as well as the Android. So there's a number of ways that you can access this service with a number of different tools. You can use your iPad, your iPod, and you know, as
well. You said that you can, to sign up, you can go to the website, the NFB.org and NFB Newsline. Is there any call number? I don't have a computer. Is there any person to call or any way to call to get signed up for this program?
Here in Indiana, Florence, give that number, please.
Okay, our local number is 317-653-5106, and that is the local number. Now, we also have a toll-free number, and you can reach Lee Martin or myself at this number also. It is 1-855-963-6476.
And, folks, I'm going to ask them to repeat this number again as we go along with the show, because I know that maybe you didn't have a pen and paper handy, but for those folks who really, it's hard for them to sign up with a computer, maybe they don't have a computer, then calling either one of those numbers would be the way to go about getting signed up, correct?
Yes, we can certainly sign them up. And to sign up an individual, all we would need is your name, address, phone number, and an email if you have one.
Okay. And if you don't have an email, that's still fine. We can sign you up for the service.
Can you give the telephone numbers one more time?
I certainly can. Now, the toll-free number is 1-855-963-6476. And local number, 317-653-5106.
Thank you.
Once again, this service is a free service to anyone that is blind, visually impaired, or print challenged. So,
all right. So once an individual is signed up, they're ready to use the service of Newsline. How do they go about accessing? So let's do a little demonstration, if you're okay with that, and just to. Give them an idea of the process of calling in and logging into the system and then kind of the process from there.
Okay, so once you sign up for the program, you give us your information. that information allows us to make sure that you meet the requirements. It also allows us the opportunity to give you a ID and a security code number. This is a number that is your own private ID and security code number. If you're using any device, you do not have to add that in numerous times. You just enter it in one time, and the system will welcome you into the service from your landline phone. Now, as James has indicated to me, a lot of the listeners may be seniors, and I want to explain to the seniors that the oldest gentleman that I trained was 98 years old, and he was a veteran at the Hines Rehab Center. Within half an hour, he was using the service fluently.
Outstanding.
Oftentimes, we have some seniors around the country. That one of the seniors I was speaking to from the West Coast, she used to have students from the university come to her house to read the newspaper to her twice a week. And she picked up on how to use the service rather quickly. And her comment was, well, I can tell them gals to stay at home now. They don't have to come to my house to read.
Yeah.
To
That's
so,
great.
You know, the independence that it provides and the ease of use that it provides. It's very easy to use, like I said previously. If you can call almost anywhere on your phone today and use the prompts, you can use this service, and we'll demonstrate that to you. So right now I do have in front of me a landline phone, and I'm going to turn this phone on, and use it. Okay.
Welcome to NFB Newsline.
This is what you would hear when you call
in. NFB Newsline is provided by the National Federation of the Blind along with state sponsors. To log in as Florence Mixwine, press 1. To log in as a different subscriber, press 0.
So because we tried it earlier and tested it earlier on this particular phone, it remembers
the passcode.
Right. Yeah. And remember all the time on your landline phone or your mobile device,
okay,
or whatever device you have it on. It'll remember it as a runtime entry. Yeah. Unless you want to take that ID and security code with you somewhere else, you can use it on another phone away from home at a hotel or something.
Okay.
And it only stay on there for a period of time.
Okay.
So it's asking you to press 1 to ask if you're that individual. So
welcome,
pressing 1.
Florence Mixwine. Please select from the following options.
And you'll hear some options here.
To read NFB Newsline news and tutorials, press 1. To read your state's information channel, press 2. To read newspapers in your state, press 3. To enter your favorites list, press 4. To read newspapers in a different state, press 5. To read local store circulars, press 6. To read magazines, press 7. For TV listings, press 8. For job listings, press 9. For subscribers control panel including local phone number, lookup and speech control, press 0. Main menu. To read NFB Newsline news and tutorials, press 1. To read your state subscribers control panel menu, press the star key to exit.
Okay. I'm pressing 00, pauses the voice that you're hearing,
okay,
and so that I can talk with you guys.
Okay.
You heard a lot of the features that we have here on the control panel, and there's a lot of prompts once you hear them. So it says for local newspapers, you know, press 3. So we're here in Indianapolis, and we'll press the 3. But we also had 5. You heard 5 for a national newspaper. So we have almost every state. There's 2 states that that currently does not have the Newsline service, and that's due to financial reasons in those states.
Yep.
But you can also visit those states to read their Associated Press.
Okay.
So basically every state in the country is covered. And so we'll go back into this menu and by pressing the 3 key.
Subscribers control panel menu. Press the star key to exit. To look up a local phone number, press 1. To modify your speech settings, press 2.
Oh.
To continue reading where you left off, press 3. To enter a global search, press 4. To edit or create your My Newspaper, press 5. To edit your favorites list, press 6. For the end of the list, press 7. To hear this list repeated, press 8. For the next subscribers control panel menu, press subscribers control panel menu. Press the star key to exit. To change your weather zip code, press 1. To edit main menu. To read NFB Newsline news and tutorials, press 1.
So I'm going
to read your state's
information
channel, press
2.
To read newspapers in your state, press 3.
And you press star to go back. Is that what you pressed?
Herald Bulletin, press 1.
Yes.
To select the Associated Press, Indiana, press 2. To select the Chicago Tribune, press 3. To select the Evansville Courier, press 4. To select the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, press 5. To select the Herald Times, press 6. For the end of the list, press 7. To hear this list again, press 8. For the next 6 items, press 9. To select the Indianapolis Business Journal, press 1. To select the Indianapolis Monthly, press 2. To select the Indianapolis Recorder, press 3. To select the Indianapolis Star, press 4. To select the Jeffersonville News and Tribune, press 5. To select the Lafayette Journal and Courier, press 6. For the previous 6 items, press 7. To hear this list again, press 8. For the next 6 items, press 9.
So we were talking about the Indianapolis Monthly.
Yeah.
So let's go into that.
Yeah.
To select the Indianapolis
I was hoping you would.
Press 1. To select the Indianapolis Monthly, press 2.
So
to select
press
the Indianapolis Recorder, press 3.
Indicated.
To select the Indianapolis, please select from the following available issues. For the Indianapolis Monthly dated Saturday, September 1st, 2018, press 1. For the Indianapolis Monthly dated Wednesday, August 1st, 2018, press 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So we'll press 2 for this
Wednesday.
In other news, there are 51 articles in the section. Article 1, Speed Read, Indiana State Fair Midway Fun and Games. The Indiana State Fair Midway features thrill rides, carny food, and, if you're not careful, projectile vomiting. August 28th,
Now, let's look at some of the other features
or
here.
And
some of the controls you have.
But it's still a Hoosier joint.
Now,
one of the nation's biggest operators of mobile amusement parks is in Harlan.
Control
around
speed.
90 minutes northeast of
you can
North
control
America,
the speed of this here
rides,
by
games,
slowing
and
it down.
And for years,
slow
it
down
has provided pretty much everything
key.
You see at our state fairgrounds. North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200 rides, games,
and
concession
I'll
stands.
Even make it even
and
slower.
For years, it has provided. North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200 rides.
Yep, that's paid
okay.
Yep.
And so we can also speed it up
years,
by pressing the 9 key, the 7 key slows it down. The 9 key increases the speed, so I'm going to increase it.
100. North American Midway Entertainment owns more. North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200
and,
rides,
show you the
games,
speed
and
that most
and for years,
trained ears and most
everything you see at our state fairgrounds Midway,
use.
Along with about 150
okay.
events. North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200 rides, games. North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200 rides, games, and concession stands. And for years,
mm-hmm.
North American Midway Entertainment owns more than 200 rides, games, and concession stands. And for years,
yeah,
it provided
students,
everything you see at our state fairgrounds Midway, along with about 150 events.
The speed and they use the service to. For current events and things of that nature and the research, so it, you know, it's a great tool for them. So once again, to slow the speed down, I'll press the key.
7.
Okay, y'all, good students. Okay.
Notice I was faster than Chris. He may have been copying off of me. I'm not sure.
So I'm going to slow it down to get to
the
desired speed that the reader listeners can.
If it seems like the layout doesn't change... If it seems like the layout doesn't change much from year to year, if it seems like the layout doesn't change much from year to year, or decade
speed.
To decade, it's because
now,
it doesn't.
If you want to change the voice, that voice
rides,
is not the voice you want to hear.
And 15,
you can press
the
8 key.
Roughly 55
so I'm
going
to press the 8 key to change the voices.
And 15 food concessions don't. The midway's roughly 55 rides. 60 games.
That's the one that I changed mine to, and it sounds like
the
nose is plugged in.
Like that, and then the next one here.
And psychologically speaking, people seem to like finding.
Now these particular voices. Are good for those that have different hearing impediments and hearing aids. They can hear clearly these voices. That's why they're designed to be on the side like this. Line.
Can you hit pause for a second? Zero? Is that...
Okay, let me get to these voices real quick.
This time it's that bullet train coaster.
This time it's that bullet train.
And that's the normal voice that I use for
the
female voice there. So I'm going to hit zero as I was instructed to do.
The reason I ask that is because if someone maybe does use a hearing aid, it might have been hard for them to hear you and that going at the same time. So I did want folks to know that if you do have a hearing impairment, they do have different ranges of voices that Lee just went through. So I think that's very important to note, and that's a really, really helpful tool because some people may have really good high-frequency ability to hear high-frequency sounds, but they can't hear low-frequency sounds.
Exactly.
Or vice versa. So these different voices are a great asset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing that. I'm glad you did.
Now,
so then as someone is reading an article, if they feel as though, all right, I've heard enough of this one, you want to move to the next one.
That's my
jumping ahead, aren't we?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So, so if you're into the article and you want to change the go to the next article, you just press the 3 key.
Okay.
That'll take you forward, and I'll demonstrate that here.
This time it said bullet train coaster, which climbs 33 feet in the air before sending riders on sharp
so
turns, banking curves, and breathtaking drops.
So
the game lineup
this,
is just
if I don't
you
want to listen to
too,
this here,
found over the years
article,
that fairgoers like
the three
to play
to
the same
forward,
types
like
of games year after
okay.
year. Article 2, the feed. Carmel's Cake Bake Shop and Bonnet Station hears what's cooking in Indy this week. July 31st, 2018, Suzanne Krowiak at a comment Cake Bake Shop owner Gwendolyn Rogers posted a detailed update on her In the Works Carmel location on Instagram last week. Rogers gave followers
and
an inside
so,
look at progress
don't
on
listen
state,
to that. I'll
including
press
the Marvel
key
details
again,
that are
move forward.
Article 3.
Yeah,
yes.
If I want to go
right.
back to that article,
and more
I simply press
right now,
1
July 31st, 2018, Julia
to the previous article.
Article 2, the feed,
Carmel's
Cake Bake Shop and Bonnet Station.
And I know that you probably want to go to that Carmel's
July 31st, 2018.
It's making me hungry.
Especially with that joke you tell. So, that's how you can navigate with
look at progress on the space,
on a slope,
including
on
the marble
back
details
on zero
that
to
are
pause.
Also a hallmark of the...
And once again, just simply to some of your basic controls that we have in the, when we introduce individuals to the service is the 7 key to decrease the speed rate, the 9 key to increase the speed rate to get to the desired rate that you would like, and then the 8 key, a continued press of that key get you to the voice frequency or voice that you would like to utilize for the service. So, you know, and then the 3 key is an important key, just in case you don't want to listen to a particular article. You can move forward, and the 1 key, you can move back. You can also use the 4 key and the 6 key to go back a line or go forward a line.
Mm-hmm. Within the article?
Within the article itself.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So there's also a feature on here that I really like, which is where you can save an article. Saying like there's an article about James Michaels hitting a home run in big baseball, and he's on... there's an article about it.
I like that
there.
One.
Yeah. So, I bet you
do. Let's get that in there somehow.
Save that article, or if there's a document or something that you just want to save. A lot of people like to save the obituaries. I save those. And I save articles that I can reference in the future by pressing the pound 9 key on your landline phone. That'll save that article. It takes it from the voice to text, and it'll save it to your inbox on your computer. So you can always maintain that article. Now we don't like for people to share those articles once you save them. So we do have rules that you once you save that article, you don't share it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and there's copyright laws.
So I know we're getting somewhat close on time.
Probably about five minutes.
So there is one other thing I'd like to ask you about as it relates to Newsline and creating sort of your favorites. How does that work? So that I assume it allows you to, when you call back in, that you can just go right to that and it'll bypass all the... the newspapers and periodicals that you do not read on a regular basis, and you just go to the ones that you know that you really enjoy. So how do you actually set that up?
Well, you really don't have to call back in. You can use the star key to go back. Okay.
Rogers gave followers, and please select from the following available issues for the Indian... Please select from the following content options.
To the main
select
menu.
The Anderson Herald bullet. Main menu.
And,
to read NFB Newsline News and Tutorials, press 1. To read your state's information channel, press 2.
And that's a very important channel there, your state information
press
channel.
3.
Okay.
To enter your favorites list, press 4.
There it is, number 4.
To read newspapers in a different please select from the following content options. To select my newspaper, press 1. For the end of the list, press 7. To hear this list again, press 8. For the beginning of the list, press 9.
So what you basically do, you go back into creating your newspaper.
Yep.
There's several ways that you can do it. You can, and it's easily done. But the simplest way is to go on back into the main menu, press the 4 key, yep. And create your own newspapers. And when you create your own newspapers, you can create a newspaper just to give you the section of a newspaper. Hmm. So I follow a lot of sports around the country. So I just want to read sports. I can just go straight to sports. If I want to read sports, say like my team is in Florida, Louisiana, California, New York, Chicago, Indianapolis. I create those the sports feature and put select those newspapers, and it'll go straight to sports in those cities. And I like doing that.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to do it, if you want to create a newspaper, just or you want to create the certain newspapers that you really like to read, like the Wall Street Journal or the LA Times or the Associated Press, you can create those newspapers as well in different states and cities so that you can go straight to those publications and read the content there. So it is it's very easy to use like that and set up. So I use it quite often and with my sports teams. Mm-hmm. I love following my sports teams and what they're writing about those teams in those different cities. And around the country, we have just a variety of way people live, like Alaska. You know, they have a totally different concept of life there.
Different culture, yeah.
In Florida and Louisiana, mm-hmm. So you can go read. And if you're going to visit a city, I like going to the news sections and reading about what's going on or the entertainment section of the newspaper.
Yeah.
So it's
smart
very
idea.
Valuable.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very valuable tool.
Yeah, I do think it's a great service.
And once again, and it is a free service.
A free
great
service.
Free service.
And
absolutely.
It's, and as Lee's demonstrated, really, it's not that difficult to learn how to use. And for, I know that Lee would do this. He would help teach someone how to use it. If they get the service and they're struggling, they would just have to contact, call that,
things that we
call the number.
It's a good customer service. Once you sign up for the service, we know that when we receive your security code and ID as well. And what we do is give you a call. To help you get set up, answer any questions. We send out a disc, how-to disc, instructional disc, in any format that you need it in. And we'll sit on the phone and you come into our office and we can show you how to use it there as well. So we do have a good customer service here in the state of Indiana for this magnificent service.
And let me throw this plug out there too, folks. At Bosma Enterprises, Lee and Florence come in and they work with our teachers in helping to make sure that they know about anything new that's happening with Newsline or to give them some instruction if they need to learn about something about the program that they're not sure about. Our teachers go out and work with people around the state at Bosma Enterprises, and they definitely sign people up for Newsline often. I was talking to one of my teachers the other day, and I said, tell me about one of your first visits. And they said, well, I go out there and do this and that. And they said, then I usually show them Newsline and talk with them about getting signed up for Newsline,
yep.
Which I loved hearing that because it is such a great resource. So, folks, if you're interested in signing up for Newsline directly without even going through Bosma, you can call. Tell us the numbers again, Florence.
317-653-5106.
All right.
Yep.
And you can also contact the Talking Book and Braille Library.
And just tell them you're interested in Newsline if you're already a Talking Book member. And also, too, folks, if you're interested, we can help you out with that as well at Bosma Enterprises. Just call 888-567-3422 and just ask the person that answers the phone, say, hey, I'd like to get signed up for Newsline, or I'd like to have a teacher come out and work with me in my home. It's a free service as well for most all of the services that for seniors. So it's 888-567-3422. Hey, I want to thank you all so much for coming today. Yes. And you're not done yet, though. You have to help us figure out who wins this joke of the month.
Yes, this is important.
So, Chris, why don't you go ahead and share your joke again with our good friends Lee and Florence?
Yes, this very high-quality joke is, what does it mean to find a horseshoe? And the answer is, there's a poor horse out there walking around in his socks.
Oh, that's sad. That's not even funny. That's so sad. Just thinking about him just only walking around in his socks with no shoes. So just think about that, folks. His is sad. Okay. All right, Lee and Florence. Now, my joke, on the other hand, very uplifting here. Why do mushrooms make great entertainers? Because they're fun guys. Fun guys. Okay, so it's up to you guys now. You've heard these two jokes, Chris's sad horse joke or my fun mushroom joke.
I'll get
it's up
my
to
wallet
you.
Out right now as we speak.
Well, Florence, you go first.
You know what?
See, they were such good jokes, they can't stop laughing about it.
Yes, nice.
But
there has to be a winner and a loser, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's what we can thinking. Handle it. You're not going to hurt our feelings, just a little bit maybe, but
yeah.
Go ahead. Which one do you think?
I like the one about the poor horseshoe.
Okay. And, we see where you're at, of course.
I think I'll have to go with the one with the horseshoes.
Okay.
All right. I would say we have a clear, convincing winner here.
But, you know, a true synopsis.
Yeah.
Both of them are pretty lame.
Okay. That's fair.
We will never deny that, yes.
Yeah, we will be truthful about that.
Yeah.
And all of us in this room are blind except for Mandy here.
Yeah.
So, Mandy, was there money that crossed the table from Chris to these folks over here? Because I'm wondering, did I miss something there?
Unless it was electronic funds.
That's legit. That could happen. All right. Well, hey, let's end here with the positive thought for the month. And I was listening to this story the other day, and this is a while back on the news, and it was about this young girl. She's a high school student. She's a senior in high school, and she was running this race, and it was for the state championships. And she was her junior and sophomore year, she was a state champion in running the mile. And she's running her race. This is the final heat to win her third championship. And as they're going along with about a quarter of a mile to go, she's got the lead, she's running on, and she notices out of the corner of her eyes one of her fellow runners fall to the ground. And she sees the person fall pretty hard. So she stopped, she turned back around, she helped that young lady get up, and she helped her go across that last quarter mile and cross that finish line. And she ended up coming in last in that race. But she got a standing ovation for the crowd that was there. And when she was interviewed on this news report, she said, it was more important for me to go back and help one of my fellow runners than to win a third state championship title.
Yeah. I think all of us here can relate to that, just the idea of serving others. You know, I think that's what we try and do, given our vision loss and the journey that we've gone through. So I think that's a great story to demonstrate young people going through the same types of issues.
And I can say to that story that you can find that story on NFB News. You can do a search,
and you can
find that article.
I bet that article is out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reference to that.
Let me say
this. I just want to add one statement. You said service, and I heard someone once say that the service to others is the rent we pay while living here on Earth.
Mm. Absolutely. Right. If you ever get the chance to help somebody else out, do it.
Right.
If you need any of us, Newsline, NFB, or Bosman Enterprises, please feel free to reach out to us. Thank you so much.